So a few months ago, I posted a video saying that I had fulfilled my purpose and that I was going to go into the mountains to go train martial arts. And I still receive comments of why I didn't do that. Oh, Hamza, I thought you were going to become a fighter. Now, I explained in a video already, but I put it in like, you know, it was like 2 hours into the video. So a lot of people didn't see it. So I just wanted to explain it here because I still see comments about it. So yes, 100%, I did actually go and move into the fight camp. So what happened, I got a 2-month package at Tiger Muay Thai in this like really, really famous gym. There was guys from like the UFC training there and everything. And so I flew in there, got my suitcase and everything, walked into the reception, and they were actually super nice there. Like the women there were super nice. They brought in like one of the Muay Thai guys. I had one-to-one sessions with him booked and everything. Then they show me to my room. And my room was actually a lot better than I thought it would. I thought it was just going to be like some shitty single bed and everything, because it was very cheap and it was just there in like the in the gym. Turns out the room's nice enough. Internet connection was decent and everything. There's a restaurant. Like, I was actually kind of liking it. And I trained for 4 hours that day. I did 4 different sessions. Did pretty well. I was actually surprised because rolling and wrestling I'm not too good at. I made 2 like Dagestani like cauliflower ear motherfuckers tap, which like I'm not even saying like that probably seems like a lie, but I literally made like 2 guys tap in when we were like rolling around with each other. It was a surprise because they made me tap like literally 15 times fast, and so they probably didn't think that I was actually a threat. And then out of nowhere, I just got both of them in a rear naked chokehold, and then. Yeah, I actually made a couple of like friends and, you know, we spoke and I had like a pretty good day. But then at the end of the day, it was almost like I couldn't wait to just get back into the room and journal because I could feel that this wasn't right. There was something inside, questions that needed to be asked, which I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to admit what was happening. But at the end of the day, the first day of being in this fight camp, I go and sit down and journal in my room. And I just asked myself a question, is this authentic? Is this genuinely where I want to be, what I want to focus on? Or, just be honest, are you here right now because it'll get you validation from people online? Because people online will think that you're cool because you're here, you're badass because you're training so much. Do you genuinely really just want to train and become like a professional fighter? Is that like the career that you want to go through? Which sounds awesome, but is it for you? Is this the thing that you genuinely want to do? Imagine if everyone's perception of you didn't matter. What would you want to do? I'm asking myself these questions, which are very difficult, and it's worth you doing this as like an actionable step of this video to write that down and ask yourself those questions. If no one's validation meant anything to you, what would you actually be working on? If you forget all the bullshit, what is it that you actually want to do? And I didn't want to write the answer down because what I was going to write down, I knew was going to be so much less cool and badass. And, you know, I had told a million people that I'm going to go fight now. And, you know, there was that perception of like, wait, I can't just go back on my word. I literally just got here. Wait, I was considering leaving within 24 hours. And I thought of how embarrassing that would be. And also the new thing that I was focused on. But I realized that you can't live a life of inauthenticity. If there's something that you genuinely feel as a man that you should be doing, which is right for you, and you don't do that because something else might get you more validation from the people around you, you live this shallow life based on these internet comments. And I ask myself, am I going to live my life based on what people online think of me? Of course not. And so when I kept on asking myself, no, don't bullshit yourself. Don't like act like no one exists. What is it that you actually have like a real interest for? What would you do for free? What would you want to spend your time with? And I didn't want to write it down because I knew of like how lame it might seem for a lot of people. The answer was business. The answer was entrepreneurship. The answer was understanding and being able to teach about money. Because that was an element of like, you know, a topic that I hadn't ever really like thought about much. It was actually like, this goes deep, but for all of the time that I was on YouTube, I was this almost like this fake version of myself in some ways. of this kind of persona I was putting on of being this self-sacrificing guy who didn't care about money. If you watched my earlier videos, I used to like almost broadcast it. Like, oh yeah, I don't care about money. Your money's not even important. I've got nothing to sell you and all this stuff. And you know, slowly I had to like make and sell some things here and there for like to be able to afford the business, especially when Skillshare cancelled us. So we needed more money to pay everyone. So, you know, I started selling some products, but I always hated selling because, not because I thought that it was a bad thing, but that because just people online just find entrepreneurs like in a negative light. Not most people. I think most people don't really care. It's like you just assume that like someone who's a creator or someone who's a businessman or whatever, you assume that, you know, they've got a product to sell and you're probably just not interested. Most people, you know, 90 something percent of people just not interested. And then there's a bunch of your real true fans who are looking and thinking, wait, he's just released something which I could buy and I could probably get closer to him or I could learn more from him. That's awesome. And these are your like proper true fans. And so they'll buy anything or they'll look at it and be like, oh man, I can't afford it, but that is awesome. I wish I could afford it. But there's like a 0.1, like the lone like little corner of Jeffries where they just get agitated when you're making money. It's like, you know, the kind of guy who gets maybe in some ways jealous or hostile when he sees like a guy with a better car than him. It's that dynamic, but online. And I had to be truthful to myself that I was letting those people who aren't even fans of mine dictate my life and my personality, because it would seem like, because being like a self-sacrificing person online gets you some validation when you act like, oh yeah, see guys, like I could be making more money, but I'm actually not going to. I've got nothing to sell you guys. People like it because they're like a certain type of person. You can think of what kind of person that is, of someone who actually likes you more the broker you are. Whereas, you know, I just wanted to be authentic to myself and I thought, you know what? The people who I actually want to watch my videos are the men who would be inspired if I became more successful. Now, certainly if I became some shallow person and, you know, I was posting pictures of the Rolex or something, okay, fair enough. But if I actually learned the game of entrepreneurship and business and I was able to teach those lessons to the guys who also want to learn those lessons, I'd want to be surrounded by like by fans who actually would find that super inspiring, because I've done multiple surveys where we've had over hundreds of thousands of votes to see, okay, what do young men suffer with? The most common problem that young men are going through is the pain of being broke. I thought it was going to be loneliness. I thought it was going to be like, you know, they're not having sex. I thought it was going to be porn addiction or video games. The most common one by far is that young guys are broke, or that, you know, they've got a bit of money, but like their life is just directed towards, like revolves around money, but in quite like a poor way of, you know, they're being forced to stay inside uni by their parents because they don't know anything else to do. They're trying shitty business after shitty business because they just like need to make money, right? For over 90% of men of the entire world, their lives would literally go from 0 to 1 if they could instantly make $1,000 a month. It is absolutely the most common, most biggest pain that young men around the world have. I've made a lot of videos on dating, on like, you know, friendships and addictions and porn and video games. The thing is, porn, video games, those problems are actually getting kind of eased these days, aren't they? There's certainly still a lot of guys who are addicted to it, but for the men who have actually discovered self-improvement, one of the first things you start working on is quitting porn and video games, and you know, you get to like day 3, then you relapse, but eventually you get to the point where it's no longer a huge, huge problem anymore. And if you're not there just yet, it doesn't take super long to get there. You know, you go through those months of frustration. For me, it was a couple of years. But after that, it's like, okay, sweet, you're free. You're kind of productive, although you're not certainly, you know, you're not at the highest performance level that you could be. And then your life's just directed towards how you can make money, which is so interesting, because imagine if the concept of money was destroyed and it wasn't a need. It was, you got to actually just choose, okay, how do you want to live your life in service to the people around you? And how differently you'd be able to live your life. Now, that's an ideal. The truth is, we probably can't live that kind of life because money is a thing. It is something that we need. And by the way, I'm literally journaling all this, literally arguing with myself, thinking, okay, this is genuinely the thing. Like, I'm interested in business. And I felt dirty saying that out loud because I just imagined some 14-year-old little, like, you know, like double-digit IQ hearing that and thinking, oh, see, he likes business. He's a bad person for this. I was so terrified of what some little 14-year-old would say. Instead of just thinking about what, like, the young man who genuinely likes my videos would be thinking, well, yeah, Hamza, we need to make money, so fucking make a full guide on how to make money fast. You'd probably love that, right? Like, a lot of guys would love that. I was terrified of what some random guy who doesn't even like us would say about us when we're sat here talking about how to manage our finances and how to make money. Because there's a certain percentage of people who hate that conversation on money, and I think it comes from insecurity or jealousy, whatever it is. And I don't even want to be disrespectful, whatever. I just felt like I was living this inauthentic life. I'm there journaling, thinking, I'm here right now in this training camp because it looks cool online. Because it was so cool for me to tell people, yeah, guys, I'm leaving and, you know, I'm just going to go train. I really love training. I love exercising and moving my body, and I really like sparring too. But I asked myself, like, is this what you want to do professionally for hours and hours a day? Or is this something that you want to do for a couple of hours and, you know, get more into it at some parts and kind of ease off in others and have a focus on something else? What's the thing you want to do all day, every day? And I was like, bro, you know, the happiest periods of my life has been over the last few years when I'm literally just here in my, like, monk mode environment. I literally just wake up and work on my business. Genuinely, the happiest that I am is the moments where I'm not traveling, I'm not like off center focusing on something that like other people find cool. It's literally just like I wake up and I just work hard on my business, and I'm just trying to say, okay, how do we level up this part? How can I grow my YouTube channel more? How can I like make a product that really helps people and it makes a lot of money? And that seems so like lame these days, because it sounds so cool if I say, yeah, I don't care about money, guys. I just care about purpose. But the thing is, for most men, our purpose is the financial layer, because you need to understand something about purpose. Purpose is kind of like your current mission for the freedom that you currently need. Like, there's different freedoms that we need. There's financial, sexual, spiritual, mental, physical. And for most men, they're currently stuck on the financial freedom. This is like most men's current purpose layer. This is like the current chapter of your life. Even though you've got different things happening, you meet this girl and you started this new habit. Most men are just stuck in this chapter of just needing financial freedom, and not in the usual term that, you know, people online think financial freedom means you can go and live in Thailand, or, you know, you can go and you be like that specific term. I don't mean it like that. I mean, literally, man chases freedom. Man needs freedom. And you need freedom in as many areas as possible. And financial freedom is one of them. That's where you don't have to, like, you know, have loads of money, but you are free from the constraints of life that are put on you because you don't have enough money. For most men, they could get there with just making a few thousand a month. And they're not totally free, but they've now just got a huge 0-1. If you imagine that, if you literally just instantly were getting $2,000 a month, it would be hard for you to actually comprehend how different your life would be with that. For most men, that's like the first level, is maybe 1 or 2K a month, somewhat passively. And then you can actually go and live like a way bigger and open and free life. And then the next level after that, maybe it's like 10K a month. And then you can get to pretty much any country, any kind of lifestyle, reasonable is yours. And then the next level after that is like, okay, you've literally saved up over $1 million in cash, or 2 million or 3 million or 4 million. And now you literally just don't need to think about money ever again. That level of freedom, I think, is a beautiful thing to reach for. I had seen videos made about me of, you know, like some random small YouTuber said, oh yeah, see, like Hamza just cares about money. And by the way, guys, I've got a link in my description if you can go buy my product. It's like, bro, I was so affected by that. I was so affected by comments of random people who didn't even like, who weren't even subscribers, who didn't even like our movement or anything. Just saying like, yeah, I see this guy's a salesman. It's like, and I realized I was being a pussy. Because when I see comments like that, I just need to like tell myself, bro, yes, I am. Yes, I am a businessman. Yes, I am an entrepreneur. I started all this with entrepreneurship in my heart. That's the reason why I started all this. Think about, as an entrepreneur, and don't downplay me, but also let's stay a little bit humble, but like, think about the impact that I've had on the world. I did that as an entrepreneur. I started this entire thing as an entrepreneur who wanted to make $1,000 a month. Literally, I started this entire thing. I literally just wanted to make 1K a month so that I didn't need to work like a normal job. If you click on my little YouTube page and just look at the videos and scroll down at the videos and think about how many lives have been changed by that, this stemmed from entrepreneurship. I think entrepreneurship is a beautiful thing. You're either an employee or an entrepreneur. And a lot of us don't want to be employees because the major benefit of, you know, being an employee and working a normal job has been taken away. It's no longer consistent long term. It's no longer safe. We know this now. And so entrepreneurship's looking very, very sexy these days, especially with online businesses like you see me with YouTube. This was all entrepreneurship. And so if, as an entrepreneur, this is the impact that I've had on the world, then why not scale that up? I've had these conversations deeply with, you know, friends, and I've had them inside of Adonis School, and I'm not even, oh, by the way, link in the description. I'm not even trying to do that. Just like naturally when you get closer to people, you know, they're asking me questions and stuff. And so I've said it there, and I've gave like lessons on this to the guys who want to be YouTubers and told them, like, you might feel like you might get nicer comments if you act like you don't care about money, but you'll start to live this inauthentic life. And the truth is, like, of course we do. How many people who are watching this video right now do you think are genuinely and utterly 100% financially free? Maybe no one. If this video gets 200k views, maybe like one or two people. So, how many people of all the views right now that they are probably in that block, that chapter of like financial freedom, even though right now they focus on this girl that they've met, or right now they really like going to the gym. The major chapter that most men are in is revolving around money. It's something that we've got to like to face properly. Interestingly, I just started our new mission as a movement for us to work on something in the previous video I made. And I think it's a really good video, so it'd be good if you watch that because it's about men's health. It's about testosterone and fertility. I think that a fantastic mission for us is to focus on male health, especially fertility, testosterone, and to be able to make massive progress, not just in ourselves, but just as a worldwide community. And I've realized that how well that fits in with also learning about entrepreneurship and financial freedom, because I feel privileged. You know, when I make a video telling you about here's ways to improve your testosterone, here's ways to stop like the modern world from messing up your male health and messing up your sperm and everything, a lot of those ways require a fair amount of money. There's, you know, the water filter that I have is like $600. The supplements that I take every day, they're like $200 a month. I've been able to make massive progress to literally save my like my sperm and my dick and my balls because I've got money. And so the moment I see that there's something that I could buy which would help, like, you know, my testosterone or something, I can just buy it, no problem. And for a lot of guys, they can't do that because money is super important. And so I've realized that they just go hand in hand, because without the men's health, without the testosterone and the sperm, you might not be competitive or aggressive enough to actually go and become the entrepreneur who's going to go compete with other people. We improve. It's like a yin yang. We improve your testosterone, your sperm, your ability, like physiologically, to be a man. And we also improve the knowledge, and, you know, I get you to take action in more entrepreneurship things so that you can actually make money. So this way, when you make enough money, you can start to buy the products that would save you from the modern world. And when you can do that and improve your sperm and your testosterone, you'll also just get more competitive. So you'll be even more of your competition. If you're a YouTuber, you'll just become like even better on camera with more energy, and you'll be, you know, more competitive against the other YouTuber who's got a similar amount of subscribers. So they go hand in hand. It's the ability to be a man, and then also to check off the box, or to peel back the layer of financial freedom, which I think most of us are on. I'm still here as well. I'm not totally financially free. And by the way, I'm still journaling all this. Like, oh, not really about the sperm stuff. I hadn't been thinking about like estrogenics or anything, but I was still journaling this, thinking, okay, like financial freedom is really important. And it's genuinely midnight now, and I'm in, you know, the Muay Thai training camp and everything. And I'm thinking, okay, I've literally just moved in. I'm supposed to be here for 2 months. I've told a million people that I'm going to go and fight now. What the fuck? Am I really considering just leaving now, less than 24 hours in? And I'm thinking, no, you know, what if I just stay for a couple of months and keep training and take some pictures so that people will like me? And I'm like, you can't live a life like that. Who cares what people online think of you? Okay, you, like, truthfully, I said what I thought I was going to do, and it turned out that when I got there, that it wasn't actually what I wanted. Now, in this book, The Way of the Superior Man, like, he literally ends up saying that when you're finding your purpose, you might have a few false starts. You might drive yourself crazy for a few weeks when you're trying to find like your new purpose. And, you know, it was too influenced with this idea of like, yeah, people will think that I'm cool online. And so I was writing all this and thinking, you know what? I'm not living a life of inauthenticity. I can see that there's something that I genuinely would love to focus on, but I'm just scared of what people might think. And it's just about working on my business because that makes me super happy. And it feels like that's the thing that I've genuinely got to do, not only for myself, but for you, because that's like the thing that we need to learn. And so I make the decision. It's midnight and I literally think I'm going to wake up and literally check out tomorrow. So I wake up, I pack all my stuff. And I wake up at like 6, right? And I literally spend another 3 hours journaling. Like, this decision did not come easy. My fingers are hurting. I'm looking on Airbnb. Should I go somewhere else? What should I do? Should I continue traveling? Should I just go back home and just work all day and go monk mode? That's what I decided to do. Packed everything. Within 24 hours of coming in and getting shown the place, I'm literally there walking out with my suitcase, fucking head down, thinking this is embarrassing. But you know what? Fuck it. Go to the front desk. She sees me with my suitcase, the same woman who was there yesterday. And she's like, fucking proper shocked. She's asking me, like, did I get beaten up? And I'm like, no, like, I swear. I actually, like, I've made someone tap, I promise. Like, and she was like super nice and everything. I just told her, I lied to her to be honest. I just said, oh yeah, I've got some business in Dubai, so I'll be back in like a week. I've not been back, bro. There was no business in Dubai, bro. I flew home and I was just on monk mode for about 2 months straight. I recorded a couple of videos. I focused on business. You've probably seen like the products that I released in this time. I made something called Adonis Academy. We renamed that to Adonis Tribe, and then eventually I closed that down to start. Like, it was almost like a beta test, and I closed that down to start like the big thing that we've got right now, which is called Adonis School. It's like a private community. It's online, and there's like lessons, there's teachers. You learn how to improve your sleep, you learn how to become productive, you learn how to make like how to make money online, essentially, but not really like in the scammy way, but more like I teach you the wholesome way to make money, which is, okay, grow a purposeful YouTube channel, social media, Twitter and stuff. First, we're going to improve your productivity by improving your sleep. So we've got a sleep coach. And I'm not trying to sell it to you. I'm just trying to explain because a lot of people don't actually know what it really is. And but if you're interested, you can buy it. Link in the description. And the idea is like you learn how to make a community which you get paid for. You bring people who have got similar interests together. Because I genuinely think, by the way, I'll just give you a random tip. I genuinely think that there's one business model which is the best right now, like possible, and it's private communities. It's setting up your own private community, getting people in there who pay you monthly, and you're just like the tribe leader who just connects the people in. You host some lessons, you hop on some calls, you write some posts, and people write posts, and people end up like talking to each other just because you've connected them. I literally can't believe that I get paid for this. So I ended up making that Adonis School. It's like my official program. It's the only thing that I actually sell, and it's just hit 500 students. So in 2 months of being back home and being on monk mode, I went from profiting barely anything in the business, maybe about 5K or 10K a month, which still is a lot. But for someone of my influence, that was so low because my expenses were kind of high, but also my income was like only 30K a month, but my expenses were the same. I remember I fired pretty much everyone. I moved back home as a guy with almost 2 million subscribers. I still had about the 20K a month income left over, like 20,000 a month we were just making, probably a bit more, probably about 25, 30K. And suddenly I had no expenses. I literally moved back home to my parents. I had no expenses. I had no staff. I had no personal expenses. I didn't even have a gym membership. I was making 30K a month. And then I released this private community. I made $75,000 in less than 24 hours. That was about 2 months ago. Since then, and you can do the math yourself if you want, but since then, Adonis School literally just hit 500 members yesterday. Each person paid $500 up front to join. That's a quarter of a million. That's $250,000 that I've made in less than 2 months, about 5 weeks. And now everyone in there is also paying the monthly subscription. So that's a consistent 50K a month. And then if more people join, then that's going to be even more, like, because the pricing model is like you pay 500 to join and then it's 99 a month after that. It's a very good pricing model. So I've made a lot of money and I've made a lot of progress in my business in the last 2 months. And I finally feel kind of free to say that, because what I'm just thinking is, if you're genuinely like a nice fan of mine and you're the kind of person that I want to help, if you're like younger me, younger Hamza, you would find that inspiring. You would be like thinking, wait, that's fucking insane. Hamza made 75K in one day. He's made 250K in the last few months. teach us how. I can't wait till this motherfucker makes a full guide on this. That's who I want to help. That's the kind of man that I respect. I was so scared. Think about this. I didn't give you this information, this knowledge. I didn't even work on it myself for so long because I was scared of what like a 14-year-old might comment online. That is the major realization that I had. That's why I moved back home to my parents' house. And it's awesome. I love being here because finally my entire day is set up so I can literally just wake up and work on my business, which is the thing that I've gotten the most joy from all of this time. But it was always just a block, a fear for me to kind of admit that, a fear for me to say to you, it'd be awesome to make more money. Not because I really need more, but just because it's like a game at this point where entrepreneurship is the game and money is just the score. And some people just find that so negative. And so I thought that it was a bad thing. I thought that I was a bad person every time I was making money. People will literally pressure you into being this kind of left-wing person who doesn't even care about money and, you know, who's this self-sacrificing type of person. People will pressure you into being that. And finally, I realized that this is the man that I actually want. That I actually am. I love business. I love working on my business. I love entrepreneurship. It gave me the life. It saved myself, my family. It gave me this impact on the world, which has been huge as an entrepreneur. Because if YouTube, if I never made any money from YouTube, if that wasn't even a concept, I would have probably never made these videos. I made them to begin with because I just wanted to make 1K a month as you know, like some low-level entrepreneur because I didn't want to work normal jobs. So if you think about the impact that we've had on the world because of the concept of entrepreneurship, that's the belief that I had that I wanted to just put into you. It is not a bad thing for you to make money. It could be an awesome thing because the ability for you to make money as an entrepreneur means that you simply just work harder because you get a personal benefit when you actually just give value to others. Entrepreneurship is a beautiful thing, and I thought that I was a bad person for it because some fucking 14-year-old commented and called me like a scammer once. That's my story. So if you're wondering why I've not become a professional fighter, that's why. It's because I'm too busy living at home with my parents and working. Working on the thing that I actually really want to. I'm still training. I still train. I do kettlebell workouts now. So I do. It's almost like CrossFit. But I know that people don't like that or whatever. But like, I actually really like it. I'm getting leaner. I'm getting stronger and fitter. And I still train and everything. And yeah, that's my life story if you were interested. If there's hard work that you want to do, that you is required of you to do, make it effortless. Mwah.